Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm back.
How are you, Zoe?
I'm well, how are you?
Very good. It's nice to have you up in the studio this morning, and we're not alone.
We are not alone. We are joined by Marwan Salerio from Panai.
Hello.
And Zach Inayat from
Sicko. Good morning.
Nice. Thanks for coming up, guys. So what are we talking about, Zoe?
Well, this week I'll quickly go over the first show, which doesn't involve these guys. A show tonight called 6 Degrees of Separation is opening, and it is at the ASB Waterfront, and it is starring Jennifer Ward Leland.
Cool.
And basically this show is about class and race relations in the art world of 1990s New York, and it was adapted into a 1993 movie with Will cool. Smith, but he's not in it, unfortunately. But basically, Jennifer Ward Leland will be playing a rich art dealer whose world is turned upside down, and it should be good. And it's open until the 30th of August, so you have lots of time.
Sounds fantastic.
Head down and see this one.
Awesome.
It's kind of a bit pricey, but I think students, AUT students are $20, and under 30 is $30, but if you're a grown adult, it's a little bit pricey.
If you're a grown up, if you're a proper grown up,
proper one.
So that's our first show. What are our other shows?
Well, very exciting. Panai has opened at Basement Theatre. It opened on Tuesday to a standing ovation. It was very exciting. Marwan, can you tell us a bit about the play and what the process has been like and what it's been like for you?
Yeah, sure. So Panai is about an immigrant family from the Philippines who moved to New Zealand, and the conflict of it all is that it's pretty much traditional values versus the kids growing up in a, you know, brand new environment and culture, and I guess the conflicts between the parents and the relationships of the children and what they have between what they're, you know, growing up around now.
Yeah,
completely different.
And so you moved to New Zealand from the Philippines?
Yeah, I moved here when I was 5 years old, and I'm 27 now.
Wow. So do you see elements of your own story in Panai?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's an interesting concept for me, because I always saw myself as a Kiwi until all this race question started to come up for me. But I always had all those traditional values in my heart, but I never had the friends or the space to articulate them or even talk about them with anyone. So this is the first time I've ever talked about my culture, or it's been in my chest this whole time. So, yeah.
That's cool. Mm. That's really cool.
It sounds like it must have been kind of moving as well. Sorry.
Incredibly. Like, during rehearsal process, I was especially listening to all my other cast members' stories, like Richard Perello. He's only a year into New Zealand at the moment, and the things that he talks about, I was just like, man, that's what my father went through. Just a lot of the things that I heard but never really understood the depth of it, I'm only starting to now understand at 27.
Wow. And like, rehearsing that and going through that with your other cast mates in the rehearsal room, that would have been very cool. But now in front of audiences, and maybe this is their first experience with Filipino culture, How does that feel for you, like sharing all those stories and being a part of it? Like, is it kind of vulnerable, or is it empowering, or both?
Yeah, incredibly. I almost feel like I'm in the same seat as the audience members when it comes to storytelling it. Just like I said before, I've never articulated it in my life, you know. I don't get vulnerable with my parents either. There's just this unspoken code that, you know, this is how we are and this is just the way it is. But not having anyone to talk about it or even tell the story to, for me, yeah, incredibly vulnerable. But yeah, this is why I put my hand up for the play in the first place.
Nice.
I was like, feels like it's a homecoming.
Cool.
So what are the times and places for this?
Times and places?
For the play?
Yeah.
1991 is where it starts. And then when we moved to New Zealand, it was around the Christchurch earthquake. I forgot what year that was in.
2011?
Yeah, so the really big one.
Christchurch represent over here.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so it's based on the eruption of Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines and the Christchurch earthquakes here in New Zealand.
Fantastic. Sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
when you're acting in a show like this where, like, you are telling someone's story, but also it's her first play, Marianne Infante's, it's her first writing of a play, is there more pressure to get it right, or is there more freedom in that?
Pressure maybe for her, I'm not too sure, I haven't asked her that, but for me, there's no pressure at all. For me, it's just this sense of overwhelming gratefulness that I'm able to even tell the story and even explore what's been in my heart and what's in my mind.
And you're not even telling it just in English, so it's New Zealand's first bilingual
Tagalog.
Yeah. I was practicing it.
and it's when the microphone goes in front of you, you're suddenly like, is that right?
Yeah. do you think the use of the two languages really enhances the story and 100%. Denies message?
Yeah. Like, the Filipinos are the third biggest Asian race here in New Zealand, so I think being able to now also, for people who have never heard it, to now hear it, and also, because I'm sure everyone at least has one Filipino friend, it's like, oh, yo, so that's what they sound like.
Hey, so if people want to go and check out this play, where can they go? How much is it going to cost? Hit us with the details.
Basement Theatre. Basement Theatre at 8 p.m. and it is on until next weekend, the 24th of August, so you have plenty of time. Ticket prices range from $18 to $30. Very doable. Highly recommend it. Thank you so much, Marwin.
Thank you.
Awesome.
It's so good to talk to you about it, and it was such a beautiful play. I'm really glad I saw it, and everyone else should go see
it. It's awesome.
Well.
Thank you.
Our first two
shows actually sold out, so
yay.
Please get in.
Massive
get in
congrats.
Quick. Go online.
Fantastic.
Go online.
But that's not all, folks.
It's
play
not
number
all.
Three. What have we got?
Sicko, which is also a basement.
It is, yeah. In the basement studio, which is upstairs.
Yes. So Sicko has been described as genre-defying, and from what I've heard, it's very experimental. In what ways have you found it genre-defying, and can you give us listeners a little overview of what it's about?
Okay, so we have a term that's been thrown around quite a bit, magical realism.
Ooh.
So I would say the dialogue in the show is all very like a conversation that you and I could have at a cafe after this.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's all tied into this kind of magical, anything goes sort of landscape.
Nice.
So the writer, Alex McDonald, has explored this idea that if in life you kind of think, an easy way to describe this would be it's as if this, or it's like this, why can't it just be that?
Right.
Mm.
So
instead,
for example,
of doing a metaphor, you are living in it.
Yeah,
kind
absolutely.
Of. Right.
So like describing what it's like to be an artist, if you were to compare it to levitating, for example, which is something that a character in the show is trying to master, then it's just levitating.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That sounds really interesting.
Feeling of flying becomes flying. That's real cool.
Absolutely.
And do you think sometimes fantasy and experimental and weird theatre can be even more relatable than just straight up handing an audience a story and being like, hey, this is exactly what is happening?
Yeah, I think so. When the ideas are quite broad and have different meanings for different people, if you can get them to detach from reality like a little bit and present them with like a sort of fantasy landscape, then it lets them sort of explore the ideas more without even realizing it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Totally. And I guess like exploring those feelings and meanings, like for you as an actor performing in this, like do you have a core feeling or like a main feeling that you get performing this show? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it explores the sickness of giving up dreams or gut feelings out of fear and living your life the way that you think you should be living it.
Right.
When really in your gut, you know you'd rather be pursuing something else, or you know you'd rather not be in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know that the flat that you're currently in is like not somewhere you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like any situation where you kind of go, oh, I better stick it out, or I shouldn't leave this job or this relationship. You know, there's nothing actually wrong with it, even though I'm not happy.
Yeah.
For me, it takes me back to a time in my life when I was living more out of fear than I am now. It's basically kind of a self-love story in a sense, but the characters have yet to learn some of those methods of self-love.
And so we're all kind of sickos in the sense that we all kind of have fears that we were like fearing something that we really want to do, but we're afraid of how it's going to turn out.
Yeah. So yeah. In a sort of twisted way, it's an endearing story.
Nice.
Yeah.
So where can people go and see this one and when?
Basement Studio. This one closes tomorrow.
So get there tonight.
You want to get in quick. It's at 6:30 p.m. So if you wanted to do a basement double whammy.
You can.
You can. You can go to Sicko and then you can go to Panay. So tonight and tomorrow at 6:30 p.m.
Yes. And we've pretty much sold out the shows up until now. And I know that there are only a few tickets left to tonight and tomorrow night's show. So get in quick if you do want to come.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much. Do you want to quickly tell us the three names of the shows again?
Three names again. 6 Degrees of Separation, Panay, and Sicko.
Fantastic. Thank you all so much.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Thank you very much, Zoe and the Vic.